Our next storyteller hails from St. Mary's High School, class of 1987. Her name is Alex Hewitt. Alex began performing on stage when she was 5 years old. She's appeared in local plays, local indie films, and a few little-known TV shows like The Wire and The West Wing. Alex currently works as a therapist in private practice. In private practice, she's also a drama facilitator for Lanyap, a nonprofit organization that places artists in mental health and hospital facilities. Did I read that right?
No.
Is that for the artists to do like programs at these places, or is it for their own personal well-being?
I'll talk to you later about places.
All right,
Aaron.
Please welcome Alex Hewitt.
'82, freshman, Catholic high school. So yeah, 1982. So I was blonde and my hair was really big. I was living in New Jersey and my boobs filled in early and I was a cheerleader. So I was in this, I guess, popular girl group, but we were nice, I swear. And I was also friends with the jocks because we rode on the bus with the basketball players and with the wrestlers too. And I was also in some of the AP honors classes, so I was friends with what the cheerleaders call the smarties. So high school is about fitting in and figuring out where exactly you do fit in. And someone will tell you where you fit in, whether you know it or not. Another group that I fit in with was, as the cheerleaders called, the dirties. So maybe we were a little mean, but the dirties were from this little shore town in New Jersey, and they smoked pot, and they loved heavy metal music, and I befriended the dirties because one of these boys sat behind me in homeroom. His name was Jack, and he was really nice to me, and he was really cool. So Catholic school, we had a uniform, and the boys had to wear a white collared dress shirt, navy blue pants, dress shoes, and a tie. Well, Jack wore a leather vest over the uniform every day. And once in a while, he wore this skinny black leather tie. I never met a boy who wore leather before. It reminded me of Fonzie on Happy Days, and I thought he was so cool. So when I didn't have cheerleading practice, I would go over Jack's house. And actually, Jack didn't live in a house. Jack lived in a trailer park. And I had never been in a trailer park either. And one wouldn't think that a person would find an oasis in a trailer park, but I did. I grew up in a suburban, I guess, middle class community where my house was always perfect and the lawn was beautiful and my dad had everything manicured beautifully. Sometimes when a house is really beautiful on the outside, it's not so pretty on the inside. So I would hang out with Jack, and we would listen to Motley Crue and Metallica and smoke pot, and we would make out, and his mother worked sometimes, and sometimes she would be home, and it was great because she would make dinner, and sometimes I would help her cook, and it was just a really lovely environment in this trailer park community. And I was clearly a girlfriend. It was really nice to have that role, again, that role that high school gives you. My identity and sense of roles have been kind of skewed since I was a child. When I was 5, my mother attempted suicide. She actually jumped out of the window that was my baby room, fractured some ribs, and then spent my whole life in and out of psychiatric hospitals, where the artists live. And so at five, I, as an only child, I took care of the house. I cooked, I used the oven, I used the stove, I cleaned, I was sort of the housewife from my dad. I actually attended functions with my father, political functions, and I would get dressed up in a pretty dress and sit on the table, sit on, not on the table, that was at Jack's house. I would sit, I'd sit around the table with adults, and it was, you know, I was this child, but an adult. It was strange, but with Jack, I was a girlfriend. Jack's parents wanted to take us out to dinner, Jack and I and his parents, and we were going to go to White Castle on the Jersey Shore. Yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah, square, really cool. So I told my father that a friend and his parents were going to come to the house and we're going to go out to dinner. And growing up, I never had friends over my house. My mother has chronic paranoid schizophrenia, and when she was home, she wasn't really well when she was home. She just wasn't in the hospital and still did things that most people would consider odd. She didn't bathe many times, and she just talked to herself and hallucinated. But that was what I was used to. But my father didn't want anyone else to see that. And I guess I didn't either. I think we were embarrassed. So here's this date. In the sitcoms, you know, the boy and the parents come to the house and they have a drink and they talk. So my father told me that I need to be ready and just go when they come. I imagine that my mother was in this beautiful dress and she had bathed, and she greeted Jack's parents at the door and offered them a drink, a gin and tonic or whatever adults drank at that time. And my dad welcomed them and brought them into the den, and they laughed and they chatted, and that didn't happen. That was the sitcom in my head. What happened was I was ready an hour before the date, and I was by the door, my hair poofed to high heaven, in my dress, purse held. My dad was watching the Yankee game, and my mother was in her room, and I could hear her praying for me in her room. I saw the car pull up, and I bolted out the door. Before they could even turn off the ignition, I said, oh, you know, my parents aren't home, let's just go, we'll beat traffic. So I lied, and we went to White Castle on the Jersey Shore, and it was cool. It was nice. I broke up with Jack about a month or two into high school, freshman year, to date, a boy who was the assistant manager at the merry-go-round at the mall. But the thing that I really learned from dating Jack is that he had this family that was so wonderful. And yeah, it was a trailer park, but it was a family. And he taught me that that's what I want in my life, and I still do today. Thanks.
Alex Hewitt.